Today is Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2020. It is the 84th day of the year. 282 days remain till the end of the year, 88 days until summer begins, and 224 days until presidential elections. The sun rose this morning at 7:05. The sun will set at 7:27. Tonight we have 12 hours, 22 minutes of daylight. Solar noon at 1:16 this afternoon, the next high tide at 12:33 this afternoon, and the final low tide at the Golden Gate at 6:27 this evening. The moon is currently 0.2% visible. We're calling it a new moon. Today is American Diabetes Association Alert Day, International Day for Achievers, National Agriculture Day, National Cheesesteak Day, Chocolate-Covered Raisins Day, Cocktail Day, and World Tuberculosis Day. It's also the Day of Remembrance for Truth and Justice in Argentina, National Tree Planting Day in Uganda. Born on this day, Matilda Gage, she's a suffragist and a woman's right and Native Americans' right activist, and she's founded the National Women's Suffrage Association, born on this day in 1826. Dorothy Hype, born on this day in 1912, served over 40 years as president of the National Council of Negro Women. Today is also the birthday of Angèle Dubois, one of my favorite violinists, and Tig Notaro, one of my favorite funny people and heroes. Also on this day in history, 1721, Johann Sebastian Bach dedicated 6 concertos to Margrave Christian Ludwig von Brandenburg-Schwedt, who is often called the Grand Brandenburg Concertos. Today is also Lawrence Ferlinghetti's birthday. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to Kevin at KLW.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. Under normal times, this is when I would be reading for you today's school lunch menu. Of course, schools are closed down because of the coronavirus. San Francisco Unified School District is providing free meals for all children 18 and younger. During the school closure, sites will be open Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 every morning to pick up breakfast, lunch, supper, fresh fruit, vegetables, and milk to take home. No identification or proof of school enrollment is required, but a child must be present. Visit sfusd.edu/schoolfood for a map of sites and the latest information. You're listening to KLW San Francisco Bay Area. I'm Kevin Vance with a regional news update. Here are the latest numbers of the COVID-19 cases in California. A tally by Johns Hopkins University shows the state now has more than 2,100 coronavirus cases and 40 deaths. After large groups flocked to the coast and mountains over the weekend, pushing the boundaries of the state's 6-foot social distancing order, Governor Gavin Newsom responded yesterday.
People's desire their first weekend now with the new stay-at-home order, some folks testing it. And know that one cannot condemn that, but one can criticize it. We need to practice common sense and socially distance. And that means we need to help you help yourself a little bit more, those folks that were making their way out there, to recognize when you're on a single track trail out in our beautiful wilderness, that single track means going up the mountain and down the mountain, which means it's almost impossible to socially distance. When you're out there and you can't even find parking at a beach, it suggests you're not going to practice social distancing, and it may suggest you may want to find a new location. But to make it easier for you, we're going to shut down all state parking lots, and that will go into effect immediately.
Governor Newsom reiterated he wants to continue using social pressure, not police, to get people to maintain safe spacing. The state is scrambling to obtain protective gear for healthcare workers and first responders, reaching out worldwide and working with locals to ratchet up production as the coronavirus outbreak sweeps through the nation's most populous state. The governor says California is looking at ways of acquiring some 1 billion sets of gloves, along with hundreds of millions of gowns, surgical masks, and face shields. Newsom says an expected three-month surge of cases will require some 50,000 additional hospital beds. We'll have more regional updates as Morning Edition continues here on KALW. Rose Aguilar will check in at 7:19 this hour on the latest on the COVID-19 crisis. And then she'll, at 10 o'clock, be hosting her regular daily program, Your Call. On today's Your Call, we'll be discussing the economic impact of COVID-19 felt by working-class Americans across the country. Yesterday, the Democrats blocked a $2 trillion coronavirus rescue bill. And at the same time, Nancy Pelosi unveiled her own $2.5 trillion bill called the Take Responsibility for Workers and Families Act, ensuring federal relief money to corporations goes to their workers, not CEOs or stock buybacks. That's Your Call this morning at 10 a.m. with Rose Aguilar and you here on 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio. We're expecting some rain today, temperatures in the 50s, and winds to the south and the east up to about 20 miles per hour. Time right now is 7:07. Good morning.